This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. There will be 7 days of mourning in Egypt. Flags are flying at half-staff in Hong Kong and in Tehran. In Beirut, the government radio station will play only organ music. The story is front-page news for the Communist Party Daily in Warsaw. Even in Moscow, the Soviet Daily is given official recognition to the event. The world mourns the death of Pope Paul VI. Death came yesterday at Castel Gandolfo, the papal summer residence. Pope Paul was 80 years old, and he succumbed to the effects of a heart attack and old age. Today, the people came to say goodbye. Hal Walker reports.
Thousands of the faithful and the curious have filed past the body of Pope Paul as it lay in state at Castel Gandolfo. The lines began forming last night when the news of the pontiff's death first leaked out. But the public was forced to wait until noon before being allowed to queue up and pay its respects. Earlier, Italy's President Sandro Pertini and Prime Minister Giulio Andreotti made official visits to the castle. The death of a man who has headed the Catholic Church for the past 15 years has saddened the people of Rome, but not overwhelmed them. The mood is generally low-key, respectful, but absent is any evidence of paralyzing grief. The Pope's body will continue to lie in state at Castle Gandolfo until Wednesday afternoon, when it will be brought to St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican. It will be viewed by the public there near the main altar from which Pope Paul often preached. The funeral, attended by dignitaries from around the world, will take place on Saturday, after which Pope Paul VI will be laid to rest in a crypt under the basilica. For the next 9 days, the church will observe a special mourning period, at the end of which the 130-member College of Cardinals will go into seclusion to elect a successor as Pope. Hal Walker, CBS News, Rome.
More on the death of Pope Paul VI in 1 minute.
Somehow, you fought the temptation to buy a new Buick Century until now, because you figured that along about this time, your Buick dealer just might be as anxious to talk to you as you are to get a Century. Well, you shrewd rascal, you were right, which means you and that Century can get together now with a deal that may surprise you. Buick Century. Yes, you can. At your Buick dealers.
Yes, you can.
Take your contact, take it now. Give your cold to contact.
Cold virus doesn't go away in summer. It's here all summer long. It can make you sick. That's why there's contact. No matter what cold virus attacks, one capsule helps relieve swollen membranes, your runny, sneezy misery up to 12 hours, all day, all night. That's the wonder of contact.
Give your cold to contact.
Take over as directed.
The death of Pope Paul VI deprives the Catholic Church temporarily of a spiritual leader. But the Church's work must go on, with a primary task, that of choosing a successor. Bert Quint reports.
In this tiny sovereign state called Vatican City, cardinals who were here when Pope Paul died and others who have arrived since began installing themselves as caretakers of the Church, presided over by the papal chamberlain, French Cardinal Jean Viaud. Their first order of business was to smash Pope Paul's papal ring with the picture of St. Peter the Fisherman. A reign ends. When the new pope is elected, a similar ring will be made for him, and a new reign will begin. Tomorrow, the cardinals will begin planning the conclave to select the new pope. Pope Paul amended the old rules for succession, extending the deadline for the voting to 20 days after a pontiff dies. The limit previously was 18. But the conclave cannot be convened until after a 9-day mourning period, which begins when the Pope is buried. The election, then, cannot be held before August 21st. Under the old rules, a majority of 2/3 plus 1 of the voting cardinals was essential to the election of a Pope. Now, if a 2/3 plus 1 majority is not possible, the cardinals have the right to decide to avoid prolonged balloting by making a simple majority suffice, or by holding a runoff between the two candidates with the most votes. Another innovation Pope Paul called for is to leave it up to the cardinals as to whether the traditional emission of smoke, black signifying that no pope has yet been chosen, and white meaning that a pope has been selected, should be employed to inform the world after each balloting. No decision has been reached by the present cardinals, but the feeling is that, for this time at least, the old smoke signals will be employed. Bert Quinn, CBS News, Vatican City.
The World Tonight continues after this message.
Terry.
Yeah, Mom?
To really clean your skin, you need soap, not cold cream.
Says who?
A famous dermatologist in the New Woman's Day magazine. He gives his opinions about beauty products and routines. He shows how we can get great results from things we have around the house, like this.
Witch Hazel?
It's an excellent astringent. And did you know that petroleum jelly makes a perfect moisturizer?
What else do they say?
Well, they say that...
Find out which beauty products really work in the September 1st Woman's Day with the stuffed animals on the cover.
The hope remains, but it is dim, as Secretary of State Vance continues his mission to the Middle East. The Secretary was given a godspeed by the Israelis this morning as he left Jerusalem headed for Egypt. He was welcomed in Alexandria and went into a meeting with President Sadat. Doug Sager reports.
Secretary of State Vance met here tonight for 2 hours with Anwar Sadat. Vance and Sadat sat alone on the lawn of Sadat's summer estate, and reporters were kept away from the scene. Sadat's press secretary refused to characterize the meeting, saying only that Vance brought Sadat a handwritten letter from President Carter. Another meeting between Vance and Sadat is scheduled for tomorrow. But so far, there is no indication here that Vance has been able to persuade Sadat to reopen negotiations with Israel. Doug Sager for CBS News, Alexandria, Egypt.
There was an effort today to convince the federal government that it should recall 13 million Firestone 500 steel-belted radial tires. Richard Roth has the story.
The Transportation Department has already recommended the Firestone 500 be recalled. The hearings are to give the company and consumers a chance to comment before any recall order is issued. Consumer Affairs Director Adam Levin of New Jersey said the response was overwhelming when the state set up a hotline to see if people were having problems with the Firestone 500. They were, he said, and they were expressing fear.
The terror of an actual or narrowly avoided highway accident, which was caused by a blowout, is the obvious cause of fear. There is also the shock of discovering an obvious defect and the nagging uncertainty that a product upon which lives depend may fail at any moment without warning.
Firestone Public Relations Director Bernard Frazier told reporters there was no proof the accidents attributed to the tire have a common basis in fact.
There has been no proven safety defect of the Firestone 500 steel-belted radial tire.
Tomorrow, the company will make its formal presentation, arguing against any government-ordered recall of the Firestone 500. Richard Roth, CBS News, Washington.
Wall Street in a minute.
Hey, Dad, here's a letter from Maria.
Maria?
My friend down in Brazil.
Oh.
She says her little brother was very sick, but at the clinic, the people from Project Hope helped his doctor to make him well.
That's great.
What's Project Hope?
Project Hope? Well, that's a group of doctors and nurses who share their medical skills with others in developing areas of the world. Let me show you something. You see this pebble?
Uh-huh.
Well, we drop it into the pond, and what happens?
It makes ripples, and they're spreading out bigger and bigger.
Okay. The Project Hope teams teach others who teach others and so on, so those medical skills spread out and multiply just like those ripples.
Well, I can tell Maria is happy. She says, obrigado, Project Hope.
Obrigado?
That's how Brazilians say thank you, Project Hope.
A generation of hope, helping save lives and make them better in 25 countries, including ours. Give to Project Hope, Room A, Washington, D.C., 20007. Help make waves.
Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 3.38 to finish just above 885 on a volume of 33 and a third million shares. Wall Street on this world tonight.